Small Worlds by Caleb Azuma Nelson. Since the one thing that can solve most of our problems is dancing, it only makes sense that here, following the shimmer of black hands raised in praise, the pastor invited us, the congregation, to pray. And we allowed that prayer to make space, allowed ourselves to explore the depths and heights of our beings, allowed ourselves to say things which were honest and true, godlike even, allowed ourselves to speak to someone who is both us and the people we want to be, allowed ourselves to speak quietly, which is a call to give up the need to be sure and ask, when was the last time we surrendered? When was the last time we were this open? And before we could try to answer, the drums start off sudden and sure. A thick bass line follows, getting to the heart of things. The pianist plays secret chords from the soul. And before the intro is done, the choir magic themselves to the stage, and there's a microphone in hand, and a grin as the leader steps down, singing her prayer. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. She sings these words, knowing that if we're in this room, then we've probably known sorrow, probably known shame. We know death in its multitudes, but we're all very serious about being alive. And since the one thing that can solve most of our problems is dancing, we turn our mourning into movement. We breach the borders of our rows, spilling into the aisles, making our way to the area in front of the stage, making our way into that space.